You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's lawmakers are heading home, having ended their budget rebalancing special session with a deal to close the $304 million deficit. With the pieces of the deal approved, the House and Senate adjourned the session 7 hours before Wednesday's deadline. The House approved tapping the rainy day fund with a 92-6 vote as part of a deal with the Senate to pass the House Speaker's bill that will allow dedicated funds more budget flexibility in the future. Governor Edwards had this to say as the session officially closed in Baton Rouge.
I will tell you, this has been a good day for the state of Louisiana. We've come a long way from just 10 days ago, and it wasn't pretty. And in many respects, it was harder, I think, than it needed to be. But we all knew that this was going to be a difficult task. Today, we can say confidently we put together a solution that met my key priorities.
The governor originally wanted to use $119 million from the rainy day fund. The compromise budget taps $99 million instead and shielded higher education, K-12, and the Department of Corrections from any mid-year cuts. The actual cuts anticipated will be between $80 million and $90 million, with most of those coming from the Department of Health. The regular Louisiana legislative session will convene again on April 10th. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.